Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called What If Every Class Was an Innovation Lab? Let's dive in. Picture this. 30 students staring at desks while a teacher talks at them for 50 minutes. Research shows students retain only 5% of lecture content after 2 weeks. But what if every classroom became a space where students discover, experiment, and create? Today, we're transforming passive learning into active innovation labs. Here's the thing about traditional classrooms. They position students as information recipients, not knowledge creators. Innovation labs flip this entirely. Students ask questions before seeking answers. Start every lesson with what if or how might we prompts. Suddenly, curiosity becomes the curriculum driver, not the afterthought. This isn't just pedagogy, it's neuroscience in action. Experiential learning theory shows us that students learn through doing, reflecting, and applying. When students engage multiple senses and emotions, neural pathways strengthen dramatically. Innovation labs activate higher-order thinking, analysis, synthesis, evaluation. Brain-based research proves hands-on learning increases retention by 300%. We're not just changing what students remember, we're changing how they think. Now, you might be wondering how to make this practical. Here's your 5-minute lab launch strategy. Replace your next lesson opener with a problem spotlight. Present a real-world challenge related to your content. Give students 5 minutes to brainstorm solutions in pairs. This simple shift transforms consumers into creators immediately. Let me share Sarah Chen's story. Her high school chemistry class was failing engagement surveys miserably. She redesigned lessons around real problems. How do we clean oil spills? Students tested materials, failed, iterated, and discovered absorption principles through their own experimentation. Test scores improved 23%, but more importantly, students started asking, what's next? One student pursued environmental engineering because of this experience. That's the power of discovery-driven learning. Here's your action step. Choose one upcoming lesson and identify its core concept. Find a real-world problem that requires understanding this concept. Replace 20 minutes of lecture with hands-on problem-solving time. Watch students move from passive receivers to active discoverers. You'll see the shift in their eyes, their questions, their engagement. Innovation labs don't just teach content, they teach thinking. Students learn to question, experiment, and persist through failure. These aren't just academic skills, they're life skills for an uncertain future. Every subject can be an innovation lab when we choose discovery over delivery. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Innovation belongs in every discipline, and we're building a community of educators who believe the same. Visit theinnovationteacher.com to explore resources and share your own stories of teaching innovation.